his friends, this year should be a special schus for Eliyahu ben Menachem Mendel and Mishmaso, and for the whole world we should be Nosha B'Tshuas Olamim. We are in Mishnayis Kalim, Perek Yir Aleph Mishnah Dalet, Barzel Tami Shabolo and Barzel Tor. If you have Barzel, if you have iron that was from Shivrei Kalim, from Kalim that were broken, and these are Kalim that the previous Mishnah spoke about, where it was Shayach that there should be Tumah. And now if you fix the Kli, it's Makabel Tumah Yishan, it goes back to its original Tumah. If you have Barzel Tumah that comes from Shivrei Kalim, where Tumah Yishan is Shayach, and it was smelted together, She'irva Im, Barzel Tor, Shebalo and Barzel Tor, and it was smelted together with clean iron, Imrov Menatame Tame, Imrov Menatar Tar. If it's Rov Menatame, if the greater part was on clean iron, then it's unclean, then it's Tame. If the Rov is from the Tor, from the iron that wasn't Makabal Tuma, that there's no Tuma Yashana, like the previous Mishnah discussed, the Eshes, the Harara, so then you go after the Rov, and it's not Makabal Tuma. Mechza Mechza, if it's 50-50, it's Tamei, because there's no bittel here, and Memele, you have a Tamei Kli on your hands. V'chein min ha'chalom min ha'glalim. And so too, the same law applies also to a mixture of cement and cattle dung. Cement is susceptible to Tuma, cattle dung is not. If one makes a Kli by mixing these two materials together, the vessel's susceptibility to impurity depends on which material composes the majority. If it's rov cement, makabel tuma. If it's rov glalim, not makabel tuma. It's 50-50. It's makabel tuma. The Mishnah Achron asks a good kasha. He says, how are we able to talk when it talks about barzel tome, shabilo, and barzel tar, barzel tome that you mixed it in with barzel tar? You go after the rov, and if it's rov tar, why? Lachora, because it's bitl barov. And if it's bitl barov, then we have a rule that davar sheish lo matir and ein lo bittul. How can you say that the miut of barzel tameh is bittul and the rov of barzel tar when it's a davar sheish lo matir? And how's it a davar sheish lo matir? You can put it in the mikvah and be matarid. Davar sheish lo matir and ein lo bittul. There's no bittul here. How can you talk bichlal about bittul? There's no bittul. It's a davar sheish lo matir. Davar sheish lo matir has no bittul. So how can you talk about bittul? So he wants to say that he compares it to what the Ramah says. The Ramah says if the lo hukara iser before it got mixed in, if the iser wasn't clear before the taroves, then we do say bittel, even if it's a darvish ishlo matir. And so here also, since we're talking about a shever kli, in the meantime it wasn't tameh, right? It was originally tameh, but then it broke off, and now it's no longer tameh. So that's called lo hukara iser. And now when you mold it together with another kli, now there is bittel. Because in the meantime, when beforehand, before the Tarovis, it was lo hukar eser. So now we can say bittel, and it's bittel barov tar, givaldik. But we see from the Mishnah Achrona that he understood that the yesod of this Mishnah is midin bittel barov. The Mishnah doesn't say bittel barov, but that's how he's learning. That's how a lot of people learn. That in both cases, whether it's the miut habarzel atame, or miu tachalama, it's going to be batal al spital barov, and then he asked his kasha, and so learn the amudei or in siman ayin aleph. However, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz says, it's recorded by his Talmud, Gaon Rav David Freiman, that misvar would appear that this is midin bittul barov shem is batel and miut larov, and also not shaykh to the din halach achar harov. That if there are 9 kosher stores, 1 unkosher store, and you find a piece of meat on the street, you assume it's from the kosher store, halach achar harov. So here also, you follow the rov, it's rov tar, halachacha harov, not exactly the same, but also called halach achar rov, go after the rov. Follow the rov, follow the mostly tar part, or bittul, or say that the miut is batul barov, no. But rather it's a din chadash behilchas rov, that when we're coming to be koveya, shem dover, when we're coming to establish the name of an item that's composed of two different parts, the shem dover is nikba lefi ruvo. The name is established according to the rov. And this is shayach to the din of rubo kakulo, that the rov is considered kakulo to be koveya al piv dinei hadavar hashalem. That the rov is considered like the whole thing. The whole thing is considered like the rov, because it's koveya the shem davar. We're koveya the shem after the rov. So if rov of the kli is tar, we say it's tar because the shem is nikba lefi rov. It's not midin bittel, it's not midin halach achar rov, rather it's a din mechudish of Hashem nikba al pi rubo. And Agoyin Reb Shimon Shkop, there's a big Shari Yosher on this sugya. So Reb Shimon would say, was accustomed to saying that the din of rubo kekulo isn't shayich to the pasuk of Achrei Rabim Lahatos. It's a different din. Learn from the pasuk that it says by a nazir, Yigal Chenu, Shechayev Legalech Kol Sairo, that a nazir is obligated to shave all of his hair, and it's not good enough if he does rov. Yigal Chenu, Kol Sairo. And we learn from this in Nazir 42a, Haba Alma Rubo Kukula, but normally you say Rubo Kukula. Just here by a nazir of a special limud, that it's not enough by a rov. Mashma, normally it is enough if you have a rov. Rubukukula. Now this isn't midin helchas bittul, but that if he shaved off most of his hair, it's enough. And he just left a little bit. It's enough because it's misbatil. The hairs that he didn't shave are misbatil. I mean, by a nazir it doesn't work, but elsewhere it would. That's what you learn from Nazir. It's midin bittul now. The yisod is Shashem Hadavar Nikbal Piruba. The name is established based on the rov. Well, the dugma, if you shecht an animal, it's enough to shecht rov simen. And it's not pshat that if you shecht rov simen, so then the miut that you didn't shecht is bottle. No, it's not the pshat. Hageder bazeh is that Ayidesha Roiva Simon Shachut, it's considered as if the whole, as it's considered as if this simon is Shachut. V'chein b'shtias kos kiddush, when you drink the rov, the gather is that the drinking the rov is considered drinking the kos. It's like you drank the whole kos. And that's also the gather of the din in our Mishnah. Then you make a kli, mi barzel, tamei v'tar. Now it has a shame of a kli shalem. What is going to be the shame of this kli shalem? Al pi rov. And not al tzbitl. But it just goes. Whatever the rov of this kli is, that's going to establish the shame kli. In the Shar Yosher and Shar Gimel, Perek Chof, Chafalef, Izmarich, the Biura Mishnah. And he says this idea that it's not al tzbitl barov, but rather, Sherova Barzel Kovev Shem B'Torah's Kli. And he brings the note to Behuda in Tinyana Yeridea Kuf Pevov. Also writes that this Mish is an Altsdin Bittel Barov. And there's a big Nafkamina Ladina. What's going to be the Nafkamina Ladina? That the din bittul barov is only shayich when the iser is ma'urav ve'eino nikar. Bittul barov is shayich when the iser isn't recognizable. And even if originally they were ma'urav, if afterwards hukar iser, there's no bittul barov. Because when there's nikar la'atzim, when it's recognizable on its own, there's no bittul. So in our case, if it's bittul barov and you can recognize the Torah part, then there's going to be no bittul. But here, there's no nafkamina im nikar hamiyut olo. Mishim shaharov koveya as dine hakli. So nikar shmikar, doesn't matter whether it's nikar. The rov is koveya the shem kli, and the mele, it doesn't matter if the miyut is nikar, because when I talk now, it's bittul barov here. Just that the rov establishes the shem kli, so it doesn't matter if it's nikar or not. And so writes Rib Shimon in the Shari Yosher, and hopefully we'll explain the fizeh, the mechzal mechzah part also, but we have a lot more to say. There's a lot of Torah in this Mishnah, so we hope in the next shiur to be zoche to continue. Lilmod ulamed, lishmor belasos, ulekayim es kol divrei salma Torah sovyahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, and much beloved.